if at any time you want to stop, you know. But, well, you could just say it. okay, so maybe we could start by doing some background things. Maybe you could tell me where you were born and how you came to Seattle and that sort of thing.
Well, I came to Seattle by way of the Stark, I guess. I was born right here in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Where the new Seafirst National Bank building is, right there. It was built on my birth spot.
And how would your folks come to Seattle? Why did they come?
My dad was in the government service. He was a U.S. weather observer. And he was stationed here in Seattle. He came from Montana. And we lived at 1015 Fifth Avenue, I guess. Fourth Avenue. Well, anyway.
Uh-huh. And did your mother work outside of the home?
No.
She stayed home?
No.
Seattle must have been a lot different at that time.
Indeed it was. We lived up on 5th and Madison, and we were out in the country, absolutely.
Do you remember whether the streets around you were even paved, or what the condition of the city was?
I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that the cable car was running up Madison Street because I got away from home one day, and when they found me, I was sitting on the car tracks. I had a spoon, and I was trying to dig that cable out. So they had the cable line. Anybody?
Uh-huh. What were you doing when the strike started?
I had just come back from Montana. I had lost my husband in 1918 during the war, and my sister and I were attending business college at Wilson's Modern Business College.
So you had gone through high school already in Seattle?
Well, no, in Tacoma.
In Tacoma?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then got married after it?
Uh-huh. And it didn't last very long. It was only 4 years, and my husband passed away.
And then you'd gone to Montana?
My husband had been transferred. He worked with the Milwaukee Railroad, and he had been transferred over to Miles City, Montana. We had been there just a week when he passed away with the flu. And, of course, I came back to Seattle then. And, I've been here ever since.
And so you were in business college with your sister when the strike started. When you were growing up, was politics discussed at home?
Oh, indeed, yes. I should say so. Mm-hmm.
What kind of political feelings did your family have? Did they discuss labor issues? Or?
Very much. Mm-hmm. My stepfather, a dear man, he was very much involved in unions. And of course, it was just a lot of that sort of conversation around our home.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
He was a movie and picture operator.
Mm-hmm. And so, would you say your folks were sympathetic to labor, or?
Oh yes, and my brother was also a movie operator, and his two boys. So they were all involved in labor organizations. I wasn't particularly, because I didn't particularly care about it. I wasn't particularly interested.
By movie operators, you mean the people who work in theaters actually showing?
Yes, actually run the machines.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And there was a union of those people?
Oh, the IATSE. Yes, sir.
So that was something that you were familiar with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, it's a long time I know, do you remember what newspapers your family read?
The Union Record, and the Seattle Star, and the PI. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You remember the Union Record then?
Oh, yes, indeed. I should say, oh, that was a must.
Okay. Maybe we talk a little about the strike itself. Do you remember why it was called or who called it?
No, I don't. That's one thing I've been trying to find out, but I couldn't seem to. I have a World Almanac, too, for this year, but I didn't. Couldn't find it in there. But
uh-huh.
Sure, I could go right to it, but I didn't. So I really don't. I know that the IWW was very much involved in it. Whether they precipitated it or not, I just don't know.
Do you remember people talking about it before it actually happened?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember about that?
Not a great deal, but I do. Of course, it was a topic of conversation in the family continually. My brother would be there, and different members of the unions would be there, you know, and they'd talk it over. And oh, I have heard a lot of it. I tell you.
Did they think it was going to be like other strikes, or did they think it was going to be something completely different because it was a general strike, or?
That I wouldn't venture to express an opinion because I don't remember that well. But, yeah, they were going to. It's very confusing to me because these IWWs, you know, they were troublemakers. And it seemed to me that the unions were trying to suppress them, but I don't know. I wouldn't swear to that. Because I know my dad. And the man whom I later married, he was one of the he was a Spanish American War veteran, and he and a group of I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure whether it was the organization of Spanish War veterans or not, but the IWWs had a headquarters downtown, and this group of men. I used to love to hear my husband talk about it. It was real cute. He got such a big thrill out of it. They went down to those headquarters and they rousted them out of there, and they just absolutely demolished the place. All their records and everything, they threw out the windows, threw them out into the streets, and we just had a great time.
Was your husband a worker also?
No, he was in business for himself.
Uh-huh. Did he ever talk about the people who he had done that with? Were those mostly businessmen?
The IWWs, the Wobblies, they call them. That pretty well described them, I think. They weren't. They were just workers, you know.
How about the people who went down there and rousted them out?
Well, they were. My husband was in business for himself, and. That was pretty well the way it went.
Uh-huh.
They were just people that just didn't like these rabble rousers, and you know they had a riot out at Pier 91. I saw that, and Dad took me down, and we watched it, and the police, of course. Were there, and then they had. We were up on the bridge looking down and watching it, and it was just a free for all fight. And I don't know who precipitated that at all.
Between the Wobblies and somebody though?
Well,
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when that was in relation to the strike?
Well, it was during the strike.
Right when the strike
was
on.
Oh, yes. I know we had to go down in the jitney bus. And when Lance was telling us about the jitneys, my dad had a car, And of course, we couldn't go to school. We couldn't do anything. We just gave up. We stayed home. And the dad had this had a Ford. What was it? I think it was a Ford. And why the people would be hanging onto the sides of the car. They went for a nickel a ride, and they take them downtown. And whoever, there was very little business that went on during that time, but they were just hanging onto the cars. You could hardly see the car for the people. They'd be up on top of the car. They'd be riding on the bumper, on the running board. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And it was really funny to watch them all be get where they were going, and then they'd all just fall off the car, and the car would come up again.
So, what are some things that you remember about the strike? You say not much was going on.
No. And I was just trying to remember whether the theaters were running, because I think everything really had stopped. We had streetcars in those days, you know, and wasn't a streetcar in town that was moving. You just couldn't get anywhere at all.
What did you think of the strike at the time?
Well, I thought it was terrible, of course. I wasn't sympathetic at all.
And how about your family? Your father and your brothers and your mother had it?
Well, of course, they were part of the strike. They were, my brother and my stepfather were out on the strike too, of course. My stepfather was a Frenchman. French and Dutch. Quite a combination. And he had a temper just like that, you know. And he wasn't very happy. He was an avid union man. And he wasn't very happy about things. He was a darling, though.
So you supported, so you thought the strike was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Was that pretty much how the people around, the people that you dealt with, you know, day to day, did most of those people think the strike was a good idea or a bad idea?
Yes, as I remember it, they thought it was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And my impression, I may be wrong, but it seems to me that it was this IWW influence that caused most of the trouble. And they were the ones they were trying to get rid of.
When you say trouble, what kind of trouble?
Labor trouble. These are the independent workers of the world, and they just wanted to do everything, you know. They wanted to monopolize all the jobs and everything.
So if the Wobblies hadn't been around, do you think people like your father and your brothers, your stepfather and your brothers, would not have gone on strike?
That's my impression. Of course, I don't say that was a correct impression, but that was... I was quite young then, and but that was my impression.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that they were the ones that really instigated the thing.
Mm-hmm. How did you get your information about the strike when it was going on?
From my dad and my brother.
So people talked about it while it was going on?
And the newspapers, of course. But, yeah.
Do you remember the army coming in?
And I'm not going to say this is absolute truth, but it seems to me that the National Guard was called in at the riot down at Pier 91. But now I wouldn't state that as a fact, but that's my impression.
Was it your feeling? Well, this may be hard because you're not sure about that, but do you remember, you say you remember this riot at Pier 91, do you remember any other violence during the strike? Was the Army needed for the National Guard?
I don't know. Undoubtedly, there was plenty, but because the my impression is that the IWW was very belligerent, and I know that we were told to keep off the streets.
Told by whom?
By our family and dad and my brother. Uh-huh. And we were just told to keep off the streets entirely. So we didn't go out.
Do you remember seeing these men, I think they were called the Labor Guard, who were... The Labor Guard, I think they were veterans, working people who were veterans of the war, who acted as sort of police during the strike. I think they wore white armbands or something.
I remember the white armbands on certain ones, but I don't remember just what they were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You didn't ever eat in any of the strike dining halls during the strike?
No.
Did anyone in your family, do you remember? Do you remember why it ended or how it ended?
No, I don't. That's been one of the things I've been trying to find out since I saw you last.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But somehow there seems to be very few records of it anywhere.
Yeah.
If Boyd was here, he could tell us. Bless his heart.
Did you think after it was over that it had been worth it for labor? Family feel like? Did they feel like they had won or lost? Or?
That I don't remember either.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember it affecting what people generally thought about the labor movement at the time?
I don't think I was sufficiently versed in the labor movement at that time to really make a definite statement,
mm-hmm.
because I was young and unhappy. I had just lost my husband, and I wasn't thinking very straight at that time.
Were you somewhat withdrawn then from
mm-hmm.
what was going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember Ole Hansen?
Oh, indeed I do.
What do you remember about him?
I remember. Maybe I better not say.
Why is that?
Because I think he was a crook.
Uh-huh. Well, you won't be saying anything very different from what other people have said.
Oh, no, he was. And then I had my brother and his wife went to California to live, and I used to go down there quite often. And going through San Clemente, oh, boy, he just took his ill-gotten gains and made a fortune down there, you know.
Which ill-gotten gains are you talking about?
All of them.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't give you anything specifically.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Anna Louise Strong?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about her?
She was an anarchist. That's the only thing I can remember about her. I didn't know her personally or, you know, closely at all.
Did you ever see her speak or hear about her?
No.
Do you remember when she was writing for the Union Record?
Mm-hmm.
Was she well thought of in your family or among your friends, or badly thought of?
Dad was a good Union man, but he was not an anarchist at all. And he had no sympathy for that sort of thing.
So he felt that she was? And,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about do you remember Harry Auld, the editor of the Union Record?
No.
How about Jimmy Duncan?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about him?
No, just that he was on the Union Record.
Mm-hmm. And do you know any people in the IWW personally?
Thank goodness, no. I don't consider myself in that class.
Let me ask you a couple questions about after the strike.
Mm-hmm.
Did the strike affect the city in any significant way or affect you in any significant way?
No, only that I was awfully glad it was over. We get back to normal again, you know.
What did people around you feel about it?
About the same way that I did.
Glad that it was over and mm-hmm. to get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, this is sort of shifting directions, but what do you think have been the most important events in the country or the world since that time?
Oh dear. There's been so many.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think right now, specifically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, let me ask you about a few movements that have happened. Just mm-hmm. tell me what you think about them. What did you think of the civil rights movement?
I don't know enough about it to express an intelligent opinion, but it seems to me it ought to be good.
How about the student anti-war movement of the 60s?
Have I?
The student anti-war movement in the 60s.
Don't know much about it, but... I wish that they could get rid of wars. I don't see why they can't. Why do they have to go at each other's throats all the time? To me, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a warmonger.
How about the labor movement today?
Well, you want my honest opinion?
Please.
I think the labor movement is ruining our country. Now, as I told you, my brother was a very strong union man. Way back in the 40s, he pulled up stakes here in Seattle. He bought some avocado property, orchard property down in California. And he told me, he said, sis, he said, the labor unions are killing themselves. He said they are just going too far. And I think it shows in what we're going through right now. Greed. Everything, I get a little bit burned up about it because what good does all this do? They go on strike. Now these people that are out on strike right now, what are they going to gain? When it's all settled, prices will be going up. We're going to get a raise in Social Security. The minute we get that, doctor's fees are going up. Hospital fees are going up. Honestly, my own experience, I've had a very bad experience this last 5 years, and it's just ridiculous the way I used to work for Dr. Carroll, who was the city health doctor here. He was a gynecologist and a very fine man, and he used to say, "Darn doctors," he said. "We're going to have socialized medicine." He said, "It's bound to come." And he said, "It's going to be the doctor's own fault." He said, they're begging for it. They're asking for it. I agree with him. The more I see of it, the more sure I am that it's just going to come quiet. Do you know that I have spent very nearly $400 so far this year for medication alone, and doctor's bills, ooh. And, well, just for instance, my experience, 5 years ago, I go see my doctor, it would be $8 an office visit. Now it's $12 every time they get a little raise in Social Security. The doctor's fees go up. Mm-hmm. Hospital fees go up. Why? I had a serious operation, a gallbladder operation, some years ago. I had a beautiful private room and good and special nursing services for $8.75 a day. Now it's over $200 a day. So I don't know I just don't know how much longer it can go on. And if this striking and all that sort of thing benefited the people, but it doesn't. It doesn't benefit them. Look at all the money they're losing now, they don't gain that back. And all their prices go up just the same as ours do. What do they gain? It's the guy's back of it. It's your ones that are manipulating the deal, that are making the money from it. And I'm just as sure as that as I want to be.
What do you think of the women's movement?
Don't know anything about it. I'm not involved.
what sort of organizations have you belonged to in your life? Belonged to any political or religious or social organizations?
I am a member of the Daughters of the Nile, the White Shrine of Jerusalem, the Order of the Eastern Star, the Daughters of the Union Veterans of the Civil War. Two or three other little ones.
Those are really, I'm not familiar with most of those. How would you describe them? What kind of organizations?
Well, first three are Masonic organizations, and then the Daughters of Union Veterans of the Civil War are descendants and lineal descendants of Civil War veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Union veteran, you see.
Mm-hmm. Never belonged to any political organization?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not political minded at all.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I had one or two other things I wanted to ask you. Oh, yeah. I did want to ask you if you can imagine a general strike happening today.
I can imagine it.
What sort of thing do you think could cause everyone to go out?
Greed. More money. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was what touched off the general strike in 1919? Was it greed then?
That I don't know, but I imagine so. Mm-hmm. You know, this knowing you has given me a great incentive. I'm going to look up everything I can find on it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to talk to everybody that I know. I'm quite a few people along that age bracket, you know. And I'm going to find out just all I can about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm all out of questions.
You're all out of questions. Okay.
Is there any other memories from that time, from the strike? Any other little incidents that you remember from the strike?
I've been trying to think of things. And I would have written them down had I remembered them.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think I can remember. That is anything definite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
Really? Well, this is fun.